Good morning, afternoon, whatever it is for you. Today, I'm going to just talk briefly about some is better than done, because often we have in our minds what needs to be done in order, or how much time we need, what the circumstances need to be in order for us to do something. And when we do that, I'm just trying to adjust my lighting because I'm trying to do some is better than done today. But often we have in our minds, in order to do this, I need this amount of time, or I need this circumstance, I need this kind of notebook or pen. I have so many some is better than done. This is my favorite pen if you're watching on YouTube. And I would rather wait than do it with a pen that I don't like as much. Does that make sense? Do you ever have in your mind, I need to get this done. I need to cook. I need to make something, make dinner. I need to make cookies. I need to do this, but only when I have the kitchen clean. When the kitchen's clean, then I can cook. Or when I have 2 hours, I can get something done. My grandchildren are here, so I really don't have much time. I just wanted to get on here quick as can be and give a message that you can make progress even if you don't have the perfect situation. I do this a lot where I block something in my mind of I can't do it because I don't have 2 hours. I don't have a chunk of time. I don't have time to really focus on it. Laundry is one of them. If you get behind on your laundry, you might do a wash here or there, go back later, find out it's still in the washer. You never put it in the dryer. You have to start over. You try to fit it into your life and it doesn't work out, but sometimes it does. Sometimes you might make a little progress there. You have all these clothes to fold and put away and you don't do it because you don't have a big chunk of time to do it. But if you just whittle away at it, oh my goodness, they're here. I don't know if this is going to work. But I've been doing that with the podcast. I haven't had a big chunk of time. Maybe I have. Maybe I've made excuses. But whatever ideal situation I needed, I didn't have. Therefore, I didn't do it. And doing a little bit can make a difference. It really can. And if you can just think about something that you'd like to do today, something that you'd like to do this week, it doesn't have to be laundry, cooking, something like that. It could be a project you have for school. It could be taking the time to send a text or an email or call someone. And you think, I can't do that because I need this circumstance. Maybe you can find it can work in another way. Maybe you can combine something. Like you're going on a walk, you call that person while you go on the walk, or you're going to drive somewhere and you use that time to call that person. Often I do that when I look at, okay, how long am I going to be in the car if I call somebody while I'm driving? Oh, it's only 15 minutes. And then you take the first three. I don't have good cell coverage, so I can't do it then. Sometimes just that 5-minute call can be helpful, can be nice for that person instead of trying to wait until you have a half hour. For me, certain people, it's like, I need at least an hour to catch up with them. But maybe you don't have to have the full scope of what you want to get done, the full conversation that you might need, but you have enough time to connect and that can make a difference. So that's just my little bit for today. Some is better than done. If you like getting things done, I do. I like seeing that all the laundry is done, but I can't always do that. So just making a little bit of progress might make it so the next morning I'm not late. So I can find the socks that I need to leave. I can find whatever it is, my makeup, or, you know, I haven't had time to unpack from my trip before. And not that I wouldn't have time to put on makeup, but I don't know. Sometimes you have to streamline because you go in and you find out, wait, I didn't put this away. I got back from a trip and I don't even know where my toothbrush is, or I don't know where this is. So a little bit of progress when you get back from a trip, unpacking a little bit. What do you need for tonight? Your toothbrush? What do you need for tomorrow morning? Or I need to plug in my phone. All of those things, you do that little bit to get yourself a step closer to having it done, or even just make it so you can function better. So anyway, I'm here. it may not seem like it. The next few weeks, I have grandchildren in my life a lot the next few weeks, which is wonderful. But I'm really going to have to find the sum versus the big idea that I have, because often we have, it's not that we actually have to get something done, but we might have to change our expectation of what that is that we do. And for me, it might be shorter podcast episodes, but like always, I never know. I never know. Consistency is not my forte at this point in my life. So I'm trying to get into the sum, or something different might be better than what I had in mind before. But thanks for being out there. Shortest podcast ever for me. That is another thing that I often think, oh, if I only have 5 minutes, if I only have 10 minutes, I can't do it. At my church, sometimes they have a Sunday where you can go up and speak. Anyone can go up and speak. And the expectation is to not make it really long. But there are times that the person conducting the meeting will say, you know, we ask that you only speak for 2 minutes. It's like, oh, well, then I guess I'm not going to be able to go up there. And one time I did, and I said, you know, that's the most challenging thing for me isn't to come up and speak. It's to say that it can only be 2 minutes. But a few months ago, they decided to see if everyone could speak for a minute or under, so more people could speak. And I didn't even try. The first Sunday, I actually had the timer on my phone, it was the stopwatch on my phone, not so it would make a beep at the end, but just because I didn't know if it was even possible for someone to get up there and speak for under a minute. So I put the stopwatch on everyone who went up, and some people were like 45 seconds. I was blown away. Some people did go 2 minutes, but I'm such a rule follower in some ways, and then not in other ways. Like, I'd rather not do it because I don't think I can follow that rule than try or go up intentionally knowing I won't be able to do it. So that's maybe why that disclaimer of 2 minutes almost feels impossible for me. And then if I don't do it, you know, I don't feel as bad. But anyway, I hope this works out, because I did not test the mic today. In fact, the first time I came on and started talking, I actually had the mic under this little table here. I forgot to even pull it out. But anyway, hope you're having a good week. I hope this helps you in some way. And I will be back. I will be back. Have a great week. Bye.
Sound has yet been found, but not by me.